PTSD is the brain's mechanism for registering life-threatening events and activating a fight-or-flight response. Watch for signs of overarousal. Officers may observe quick escalation to anger, irritability, or agitation, and the individual will likely be extremely vigilant to any potential threats or dangers. Remember that a military veteran is likely your equal or superior with regard to training on police tactics, interrogation, and use of deadly force. Consider constantly explaining to the veteran what you and other officers are doing and remind them that the goal of the actions is to maintain safety. Watch for signs that the person is being bothered by unwelcome and distressing thoughts. Ask them, "Is there something here bothering you right now?" If they answer with something that you can remove from the situation, offer to do so. If a person cannot tell you the correct approximate date and time, then they may be experiencing a flashback. The goal here is to make them focus on things in the real environment rather than the thoughts or flashbacks in their mind. Ask the person to name something you can see right here, right now. If they can respond appropriately, ask, "Name something you can hear right now," followed, if appropriate, by "Tell me something that you are touching right now." If they cannot or do not respond at first, gently ask again or abandon the technique for now. If they respond to the first few questions but you remain concerned, you can increase the difficulty by asking, "Now tell me two new things that you see right now," and so on. Most often, the first few questions will bring the person back to focus on the task at hand. If this proves useful for an individual, be ready to use it multiple times during a conversation. Keep in mind the strengths shared by many veterans, including 1, shared desire for public and personal safety, 2, training and experience controlling themselves in difficult situations, 3, adherence to rules, structure, and command, 4, camaraderie with other veterans. Watch for opportunities to capitalize on these strengths, working with the veteran to maximize the safety of officers and veterans alike.